Our story begins with a young girl named Echo. She had no power of speech except the power to answer in the words she last heard.
Echo caught sight of a man one day roaming through the city, watched him and burned and followed him in secret.
Burning the more she followed, as when sulfuric smeared in the rim of torches catches fire when other fire comes near.
His name was Narcissus. He was a young, successful, handsome man.
Narcissus continued along the street to meet up with a friend of his named Tiresias.
Tiresias was known for his wisdom and passion. He was an avid protester for social causes.
One person can't change the world. This job isn't that big of a deal, Tiresias.
No, but the corporation you're working for will.
I just need some money.
But think about your morals.
I never really cared about that shit. You were always the one protesting for your cause of the week.
If you keep acting this way, I don't know what's gonna happen to you.
Tiresias was right to worry. Narcissus began to lose himself as he fell into the company's ideals.
Meanwhile, Echo continued to follow Narcissus through his day, pining and longing for him until finally, he turned back after hearing her footsteps.
When Echo saw Narcissus begin to turn around, she went quickly out of sight.
Who is here?
Here.
Come here.
Come here.
Why are you running from me? Let's get together.
Let's get together.
Get your hands away. Don't touch me. I'd die before I let you have me.
I let you have me.
I won't have you. You have to understand. I can only love true beauty. This world is one of many wonders and many layers, but you're a sad sight. Something I could never love.
Narcissus at this point was consumed by his greed and selfishness.
He was not truly deserving of Echo's unconditional love, but her innocuous nature blinded her.
Narcissus walked on the earth harshly while Echo did with a gentle foot.
But as Narcissus's character diminished, Echo began to follow in his footsteps.
I love true beauty. I'd be happy to see you. You are something I love.
Narcissus rose to the tops of companies he promised Tiresias he meant nothing to. He built power through harsh and coarse actions.
He lost the love for our Earth we all must have to keep her alive. He finally had the power to make the individual change he said he never could.
And of course, Echo followed.
She too became buried in this newfound disillusionment.
The only thing that separated the two was Echo was gifted with an awareness of herself. This was what Narcissus had traded out for the confidence that led invariably to his success.
This was her luck. Her fate was not sealed like his. Hers was one of her own accord, that is, until she fell in love.
Echo's love for Narcissus was practically a curse in itself. With her following nature, she couldn't help but rely on him.
Although Narcissus surely considered himself a great leader, he brought Echo to her demise as he reached his own.
Tiresias' words that once felt empty became full as Narcissus finally began to meet with himself.
He had no one left to compete with, so he was forced to face himself.
This moment was contradictory. Narcissus fell in love with himself, leading into the same trapped despair as Echo.
He echoed her.
Foolish boy, he wants himself.
The loved becomes the lover.
The seeker sought.
The kindler burned.
How often he tries to kiss the image in the water, dips in his arms to embrace the boy he sees there.
And finds the boy himself elusive, always not knowing what he sees, but burning for it. The same delusion mocking his eyes and teasing.
Why try to catch an always fleeing image, poor credulous youngster?
What I seek is nowhere. And if I turn away, I will take with me the boy I love.
In facing himself, he had to face what he had done. He stared at the waters he had polluted and saw himself.
Demogorgon or demigod, the ghost parade. No oblation will bring her back to our place.
He was blinded by his greed. All he could see was an artificial beauty, and he fell deeply in love.
She stayed within the deep end of Walla Lake, Charybdis in its shallow grave. Shall the water not remember? My hand's slow gesture tracing above its mirror, my half-imaginary portrait. My only belonging is my beauty, which I take away and then return as love, of teasing playfully the one being whose gratitude I treasure moves me. I live apart from myself, yet cannot live apart. In the water's tone, that shining silence, a flower whispers my name with such slight movement. It seems filament of air. The world becomes cloudswell.
Ember of airy longing, ache of unbeing, is your heart not stone? Our light, farewell.
Narcissus's self-absorption was what killed him. Echo became unable to handle her grief.
When they searched for his body, all they found was a flower in his place. The nature he had attempted to destroy enveloped him in death.
The thought of Narcissus was just as all-consuming to Echo as it was to him.
Her pain became too much. Her body dried and shriveled into nothingness.
All she had left was her voice.
She echoed the sufferings of others but could not ever utter her own.
Echo was controlled by the world around her, but in another sense, so was Narcissus.
They took to the simplest beauty around them and stuck to it.
It feels easy to love what is beautiful, but we must fight to find a greater depth within ourselves.
Our love for Earth is a hollow one that hurts us all. It forces us all to fade out into nothing but shells of our former beings.
To become an echo of the beliefs we are fed.
To love it all is to love wholly.
The undertow refrain.